American and U.S. Airways eager to go to court. The world's most prestigious balloon race is underway, and Boeing rolls out the first 787-9. This is Aero News for Monday, August 26, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. AMR Corporation, parent of American Airlines, and U.S. Airways Group have filed a motion to set a trial date and a supporting brief in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia in connection with the lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice regarding the merger of those two airlines. In the motion, American Airlines and U.S. Airways have requested a November 12, 2013 trial date. Tom Horton, AMR's chairman, president, and CEO, and incoming chairman of the board of the new American Airlines, said, quote, "We look forward to beginning this trial in November so we can complete our journey toward building a new American and deliver the promise of this merger," end quote. Doug Parker, chairman and CEO, U.S. Airways, and incoming CEO of the combined company, said, quote, "This merger is the foundation of Americans' plan to exit bankruptcy and is the cornerstone of Americans and U.S. Airways' plan to form a more competitive and cost-effective airline to take on the country's largest air carriers," end quote. And in a show of solidarity with their management, the Allied Pilots Association, the U.S. Airline Pilots Association, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, Association of Flight Attendants CWA, the Transport Workers Union, and the Communication Workers of America, all unions representing 70,000 American Airlines and U.S. Airways employees, echoed the company's request for that trial date in connection with the U.S. Department of Justice's lawsuit. One of the world's oldest and most prestigious aviation events got underway this weekend with the launch of the 57th Gordon Bennett Cup, the long-distance gas balloon race, in Nancy, France. 18 teams from 10 nations are competing in the event, where the winner is the balloon team that simply flies the farthest in a straight-line distance. The launch process was delayed over 6 hours by passing thunderstorms and did not get underway until 5:45 a.m. local time Sunday morning. By 7 p.m. local time Sunday evening, a mere 13 hours after launch, 7 teams, including both U.S. entries, had already landed, largely because of inclement weather, with balloon teams reporting severe turbulence. With winds generally flowing to the southeast, flight directors theorized that the eventual winners may fly out over the Atlantic Ocean before hopefully steering back to Spain for a safe landing. The first 787-9 Dreamliner rolled out of Boeing's Everett, Washington factory and onto the flight line on Saturday. Teams are now readying it, the second in the 787 family, for flight test later this summer. The first 787-9 Dreamliner became the first 787 to don the new Boeing commercial airplane's livery. At 20 feet longer than the 787-8, the Dash 9 will extend the 787 family in both capacity and range, carrying 40 more passengers an additional 300 nautical miles. With the second and third airplanes in final assembly, Boeing and the 787-9 are on track. First delivery to launch customer Air New Zealand is set for mid-2014. The plane that was ditched by a 28-year-old pilot with 3 other people on board a week ago Sunday in Marion Lake in Oregon could fly again, according to NTSB investigator Larry Lewis. But first, they have to get it out of the water and determine why the engine stopped on the sightseeing flight. All 4 people managed to get clear of the airplane before it sank in relatively shallow water after what was described as a near-perfect ditching. You may recall the occupants of the plane were assisted by a Boy Scout troop just wrapping up their camping trip at the lake. The Albany, Oregon Democrat Herald reports that typically the plane would be floated with airbags and then towed to shore so that the water can drain out. It would then be either picked up by a helicopter or transported by truck to a nearby airport. But the location may complicate the salvage efforts, as motorized vehicles are not allowed into that wilderness area. When Aero News continues, NASA is going back to the moon, saving a World War II relic, and following Amelia Earhart, solo.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, August 26th. I'm Glenn Moyer. NASA is going back to the moon in an unmanned mission. NASA is making final preparations to launch a probe at 11:27 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Friday, September 6th, from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility on Wallops Island, Virginia. The small, car-sized Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer, or LADEE, is a robotic mission that will orbit the moon to gather detailed information about the structure and composition of the thin lunar atmosphere and determine whether dust is being lofted into the lunar sky. A thorough understanding of these characteristics of our nearest celestial neighbor will help researchers understand other bodies in the solar system, such as large asteroids, Mercury, and the moons of outer planets. The mission has many firsts, including the first flight of the Minotaur 5 rocket, testing of a high data rate laser communication system, and the first launch beyond Earth orbit from the agency's Virginia Space Coast Launch Facility. A nonprofit group in Gulfport, Mississippi, known as the Brown Condor Association, is working to raise some $7 million in hopes of being able to save an historic structure at Gulfport-Biloxi International Airport. The structure is thought to be one of the last remaining World War II aircraft hangars in the country. The association told airport commissioners that the goal is to establish a museum to honor the state's aviation and aerospace accomplishments. The hangar was damaged by Hurricane Katrina, and the airport authority received $3.2 million from FEMA for repairs. But FEMA says the authority cannot use the money it received to mothball the building until it could be repaired. Problem is, the airport commission places the total cost of the rehabilitation of the building at $10 to $11 million, according to a report in the Sun-Herald newspaper. The hangar is continuing to deteriorate as time goes by, so the clock is ticking. If the money is not spent by the end of 2014, FEMA says they want it back. The host of the television program Loose Women in Wales in the UK has an ambitious goal. She wants to retrace the flight of Amelia Earhart around the world solo. But first, Carol Vorderman has to get a pilot's license. She took a major step toward that goal Wednesday morning with her first solo flight. In what may be a broadcasting first as well, the flight was shown on live television in the UK. The solo flight was conducted from Gloucestershire Airport near Staverton and shown live on the ITV morning show this morning, according to a report from Wales Online. Viewers heard Vorderman, quote, scream with excitement, end quote, as she successfully landed the airplane. An external shot was provided by a helicopter hovering around the airport. The 52-year-old television personality says she is totally obsessed with flying and plans to attempt the circumnavigation flying solo. She and her boyfriend, Graham Duff, a former Red Arrow pilot, have purchased a Diamond DA-40, and Duff plans to follow Vorderman in a support aircraft on her around-the-world attempt. If she is successful, she would potentially set a record for the shortest time from student pilot to circumnavigation of the world. And speaking of flying, Saturday night, I and a lot of others were able to watch the launch of the Gordon Bennett gas balloons live online from France. And if Ms. Vorderman is successful in launching her attempt to circumnavigate the globe, being a television personality, no doubt we'll be able to fly along with her live on TV. Sometimes technology can be a wonderful thing. I'm Glenn Moyer. I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.